Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New Hampshire primary. Senator Bernie Sanders eked out a narrow win against former Mayor Pete Buttigieg last night. With about 87% of the precincts reporting, Sanders got about 26% of the vote, compared to 24% for Buttigieg. Last night, Sanders in New Hampshire said the win will propel him in the Democratic race.
With victories behind us, popular vote in Iowa and the victory here tonight, we're going to Nevada, we're going to South Carolina, we're going to win those states as well.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar cruised into third place with 20% of the vote in New Hampshire. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was a distant fourth with just 9% of the vote, but she promised to continue on.
The fight we're in, the fight to save our democracy, is an uphill battle. But our campaign is built for the long haul.
For a look this morning at what this means, we're joined by our political analyst, Michael Curry, Democrat, former head of the NAACP in Boston. Michael, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to former Massachusetts Republican Governor Jane Swift for coming in as well. Hi, Jane.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, but let me start this way. Essentially the same finish as in Iowa. Sanders on top with Buttigieg right behind. So did New Hampshire produce the same kind of muddle for the Democrats as Iowa, Michael Curry?
Well, one, I think it was an election that went as we expected it to go. There wasn't the glitches that we saw in Iowa. So Bernie Sanders was a strong favorite in both Iowa and New Hampshire. He squeaked out this win in New Hampshire. Pete Buttigieg had a momentum and was gaining momentum over these last few weeks and came in second with a narrow lead by Bernie Sanders. Amy Klobuchar was really the surprise win in New Hampshire, and I think she's going to see some more money, some more momentum, and good for her.
I think that what you saw was the moderates in the race have really coalesced around Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg. And this is not good news for the vice president, who actually more or less conceded the race halfway through the day before folks even finished voting and left the state. This makes South Carolina a very big deal for Vice President Biden. And I also think it creates some very tough choices and very narrow paths for our own senator, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
All right, Bernie Sanders, he declared victory last night. He finished on top, but with far fewer votes than he got 4 years ago when he competed against Hillary Clinton. Is this the victory that he wanted, Jane?
And obviously, a win is a win, but so narrow that Mayor Buttigieg likely still leads in the delegate count. And frankly, the big story today is going to be Amy Klobuchar. I actually think Bernie underperformed last night.
Michael, Pete Buttigieg, he has a challenge going forward because he's moving into more diverse states now, Nevada and South Carolina, and he has not performed well with voters of color.
Yeah, Pete is polling very poorly in South Carolina and Nevada. I think his challenge going into those places, he's going to have to make a compelling case to African-American voters and other voters of color that he is a viable candidate, that he can beat Donald Trump, and that his record on race and criminal justice in South Bend is one that he can overcome. There were challenges to the shooting death of Eric Logan in South Bend and how he handled that one critic protester who basically he said, I wasn't looking for your vote. And she responded, well, you'll never get it anyway. That resonated with a lot of black voters. He'll have to respond to that when he gets on the ground in South Carolina. He has an uphill battle, but so does Bernie Sanders with black voters. So does Amy Klobuchar with black voters. It's really Biden's to lose or others to gain.
Jane, Amy Klobuchar, you pointed out that she surprised with her third place showing in New Hampshire, but she's challenged with really a lack of staff and not necessarily a lot of organization or money going forward.
So Senator Klobuchar is going to have to basically catch this momentum that she's got and capitalize on it. She has the advantage of having run big races in Minnesota, but it is a Herculean task as we head into Super Tuesday, and organization will matter a great deal. The good news is she has been at this for quite some time and has been hopefully laying the groundwork in anticipation of a surge.
A big disappointment for Elizabeth Warren, it's got to be. She finished under 10%. She gets no delegates out of New Hampshire. She has to show that she can win somewhere. Where is that?
You know, it's uncertain at this point. I think she's hopeful for South Carolina. I'm not sure the polls show that at this point. For Nevada, I think she has a strong message that may resonate with the Latino voters, Latinx voters in Nevada. And she's looking forward to Super Tuesday if she can make it that far. I think the fact that she lost in New Hampshire to so many women who decided to shift their votes from her to Amy Klobuchar, the fact that people are very concerned about this liberal messaging and whether it can win in a general election are all uphill battles for her.
All right, let me close by asking about former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. He got into the New Hampshire race extremely late, but with a lot of enthusiasm, and still, he finished very poorly with less than 1% of the vote. Some reports overnight have said that he's going to drop out. Here's what he said last night.
We feel as tired as you. And Diane and I are going to go home and rest and reflect on this outcome and make some decisions tomorrow morning about what the future of this campaign can and should be.
Jane, was Deval Patrick's failure to catch on in New Hampshire simply a matter of timing? He did get in so late?
Yeah, I think that Deval Patrick has a very strong message. I think it just not being on that debate stage hurt him when voters were really looking for that electability, and he just didn't have the opportunity to make that case.
And future for Deval Patrick, Michael Curry?
There's a lot of opportunity for him. And, I'm a huge fan of his. I think he was a great governor. There's an opportunity maybe in the future for him to run again. But I think if he's not the candidate and the Democrat does take the White House, they should be looking at tapping him for some position.
Thanks to both of you. Michael Curry, Democrat, former head of the Boston NAACP, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And a big thanks as well to former Republican Governor Jane Swift. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.